The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
The Nonprofit Voice is a premier radio program featuring nonprofits on Long Island every Saturday morning. For the past 6 years, we have learned about, been inspired by, and celebrated hundreds of nonprofits in our community. The Nonprofit Voice is produced by Marketing Works, the only full-service marketing and public relations firm that works almost exclusively with nonprofit agencies. We pride ourselves on our reputation in creating strategic marketing and public relations campaigns, successful virtual, hybrid, and live events, as well as powerful social media and digital campaigns. As the leaders in nonprofit marketing, no other agency understands the industry as we do, and we are committed to the success of each and every one of our clients. Marketing Works hopes you enjoy this week's featured nonprofit. Good morning, this is Ron Gold from Marketing Works. The name of the radio show is The Nonprofit Voice. And each month, we are going to feature Hassan Maksoud at Community Care RX. They are going to have a segment every month where they talk about the agencies that they're working with and the pharmaceutical industry. And Mr. Maksoud, good morning to you. You are the president, CEO, and founder of Community Care RX.
Good morning, Ron. How are you today?
And you have a special guest with you, and we'll get to her in a few minutes. Irene Mawad, the president of Pharmacy Services and also Compliance. But first, you know, let's introduce Community Care RX. How long has it been in business? How did you get started? And did you ever dream it would be this big?
Yeah, well, we started in 1993 as a community-based small chain of pharmacies within the five boroughs. It was me and my brother. And we started with a small loan from my dad. And this is how we started. Opened our long-term care company, Community Care RX, followed by another consulting arm and specialty pharmacy division. And here we are today, 25 plus years in business and growing.
So when you get started, I mean, I remember, because you and I have been friends and we've known each other for a long time. I actually was your marketing person for a while when you had the office on Union Turnpike, and I had to go to Main Street Pharmacy to pick up my check. And
I hope we weren't too late on your run.
No, you've never been late with me, Sam. You've always been first class.
Thank you.
That's the way it's always been. But Community Care now has an office in Syosset, and you've had a long time office in Hempstead,
right?
And now you're going to be into one major big building in Plainview. Tell me about that.
So, yeah, like I said, when we started that division, we started in Flushing, New York, and we grew that space very fast. And we then went to Hempstead, New York, where we purchased our building. Still growing, thank God, with excellent partnerships with many agencies in the industry and great workforce and employees and staff. Now we decided to put everything pretty much under one roof in Plainview. So we're moving to a state-of-the-art facility, a lot of technology and equipment to make it much easier and faster for the operation. We will move from Hempstead and Syosset into that building. In New Jersey, we're still going to be where we are in North Jersey.
So at one point, you will be countrywide, right?
At one point, we want to see our growth to be at least in the Northeast, so a strong player in the Northeast. Let's put it this way.
Well, you have a strong personality, and you don't stop. You make sure your employees work hard all the time and get you. You have the vision, and you want that vision to be met. And your big vision right now is hiring a new president for pharmaceutical services.
Absolutely. Maybe my back pain will stop me. But I'm very really proud of the team we have. You know, we have a great staff, and we are happy today to bring along you know, a very experienced and well-known in the industry. Irene in here as the president of Pharmacy Services and Compliance. It's one thing that really helped us in our growth, which is, you know, the services we provide to our partners. We're very much focused on just keeping them ready, equipped with everything they need to get these medications to their clients in a timely manner. So Eileen in here is going to be pretty much be an advocate for the clients, not for us. And she's probably going to watch all, you know, compliance matters that has to do with services to make sure that that excellence service continues and thrive.
Well,
thank you.
Yeah, and let's ask Irene to tell us about herself, because we can't talk for her for the whole show. She's a newbie, she says.
No, she can't take it from here and run away with it. Go ahead, Irene.
Thank you, Ron. I do have 30 years of long-term care experience. I graduated from St. John's University, and the first few years, obviously, you know, you try a little bit of every industry, the retail, the hospital, and long-term care division. Once I tried that industry, that's where I really found my passion and, you know, comfort zone. And ever since, I've been in the long-term care division, servicing and focusing on just client servicing. And it's really not a job for me. I really enjoy the problem solving, working with the clients, advocating for them, and giving them above average exceptional service. I feel my golden rule is to always give the client 25% at least more than what they expect. That's what really client servicing is. It should not be average. It should not be what they expect. It should be above what they expect. So that's really my focus, to bring in that service model to all our clients and to really advocate and be a resource to them. And really, I was very impressed in my short time here with Community Care Rx, with the services they provide, the team that they have in place, very dedicated people. Because again, not one person can do this by themselves. You're only as good as the people around you. So I'm very fortunate to already have that in place. So the sky's the limit after this.
Irene, did Hassam write that for you?
No,
she's great. She's great. I told you.
I'm joking.
Yeah, but you know, one thing, Irene, I didn't know that you're a St. John's graduate.
Yes.
I'm not going to ask you what year. I always thought you were an LIU for some reason.
No.
Okay,
right,
so
here.
That's you see, we connect again.
And okay. St. John's is right by where your offices were.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
I used to go to all the games at the Alumni Center when Luke Garnaseca was the coach, but that was a long time ago.
great basketball team.
On a personal note, to also add, because I think it also, it's important to know a little bit on a personal level. It gives you a little perspective of who the person is that's working for your client. I do have 5 children. They're all in healthcare. I have 2 sets of twins. 18 months apart, so it just shows you the drive and the perseverance I have. So it's on all levels, which obviously makes me a better person to work, you know, to work with and work for my clients, because you do have that passion and endurance, you know, and stamina to work for your clients. You know, just also on a personal level, that does help you.
I think that's great.
Thank you.
And your experience was not as a president of any group, though, right? What were you before?
So in both my last 20 years of work in the long-term care service, I've been in the client service, executive vice president of client servicing in both with both employers. So focusing again on the clients, servicing them, networking, going to their events, supporting them at all their events, their fundraiser events, and just being there as a resource from a service perspective and from you know, professional perspective. And basically, I'm a liaison between the pharmacy and the client. So I have to hear what the client is saying and bring that back to the pharmacy and make sure we fulfill their wishes. You always want to be proactive because that's really the best way to client service, to be proactive in their needs. And then obviously, when there is a need, to be very reactive and responsive to their needs so that way you can solve solutions, offer solutions, and be a support for them.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about the DSP awards, because that's something that has, you know, even before that, during COVID, you are such a marketing genius that you came out and you wanted to, you're always...
I learned from you around everything I do.
Yeah. But you went to agencies that weren't even yours.
Yeah.
And you offered free shots, right?
Yeah, we offered the services. But honestly, you know, it wasn't a marketing thing for us. As I said before, it was something that as a professional, as a healthcare pharmacist, I wanted just to go and do my part. It was a scary time for all of us.
And I
just wanted to help as much as we can. So we went out there and anybody who looked for help, I was there. If I could do it, I did. And we did help many facilities that weren't honestly part of our
I'm not saying
clients.
That when you started that you were, that was your goal. I think when you started, your goal was to take care of people.
Yeah, it's a you know, good deeds.
Absolutely.
But people also realized that we stepped up and we were ready. We came up with a plan and found staff that can do help these institutions. You remember? I mean, I don't know if you remember, but everybody was really in a panic state and nobody was really prepared for anything like that. But we did it, and we're very proud of it. And hopefully, if there is a next time, everybody will be ready and prepared.
We also want to talk about DSP awards,
right?
Because you and I talked about it. You told me, "What do you think of this idea?" And I said, "I think it's wonderful if we could pull it off."
Yeah.
And you and I pulled it off.
Yeah. And honestly, I mean, you're the first person I asked. And
you'll get a straight answer from me.
No, you get a straight answer from you for sure. And, you get also, a professional advice. And you said, Hassam, it's a great idea. And I said, Ron, okay, so let's do it. And I did it because I experienced also on the other end, what most of the DSPs and support staff had went through. And, these individuals have their own families to care about and worry about it. And yet they were out there risking their lives in a way in the very beginning of the pandemic, taking care of their, their individuals and their clients and patients. And they didn't even, think twice about it. Many of them, if you ask people in the industry, the nonprofit, especially in the business we are in, the nonprofit organizations, many of them, didn't get paid much, but they did it even without thinking. And many of them didn't even take any time off. So that was very courageous of them. I wanted to express my gratitude as a professional, as a human being, and this was the least we can do for them, just to honor them.
But the way we set it up and the way you set it up was that they only could pick one person, and that was a tough one from each agency because there was so many people that deserved this award.
It's true. We just had to, divide it. I think you also helped us and Melissa in putting categories. So we had different categories of DSPs and support staff to honor. But of course, you want to, you know, give the opportunities to as many agencies as possible to nominate, an individual, and hopefully they will rotate. And because of that, we made a decision that Community Care RX will have November 17th as an annual celebrations of...
And we have a third one coming up this year.
Yeah, this year is going to be November 16th because of the weekend.
That's okay. So November 16th, yeah. We are going to have our third annual DSP Awards. Yes. And every year it's better. Last year, we were able to get the commissioner of both OMH, Ann Sullivan, and the commissioner of OPWDD, Kerry Neifeld.
Right.
And to have them both there in one place, they've never been together in one place before. So there were a lot of firsts there. Yeah. But, you know, when I'm out there and I see a lot of different agencies, and you know that, to hear people talk about it now, when I say that, you know, I want to bring you on the radio and what are you going to talk about? And they say the DSP Award too.
Yeah.
And one of my people that won it, and I said, wow, that's great. So they're regurgitating what we say.
Yeah.
And that's what we want. That's the best part of advertising.
It's a good cause, and you can see it in their eyes that they, you know, being recognized is something that they liked, and we want to be part of that, celebrating their success and devotion to the job they do.
Well, let's talk about True Partners. You and I have a good knowledge of that one. You were the one who came up with the idea. You and I come up with a lot of ideas together.
And again, I took it to you.
Any good ones?
I took it to you, I have bad ideas sometimes, but I wouldn't share that with you today, and I don't want to scare Irene.
Yeah, but I've said no to you.
You did.
Not too many people do, but I do.
Plenty of times, but that was something good, and it's also for the clients that we work with. You put together a great group to start with, and it's growing, and you play a very important part as a founder with me in making this company members to help our nonprofit organizations and find ways to support them in services or otherwise.
And we see that these are people that, you know, just to include some of our major members, like Grassi, David Rockamp is in there. Yeah. You've got Enterprise Rent-A-Car. You've got Lamb Insurance, ANC Pest Control, All Borough, Adam Weiss from Atlantic Tomorrow's office, and there's many more. Andrew Cohen, there's many more. And
don't forget anyone now. Now you started, you have to finish them all.
I'm missing six of them, but that's okay. So, but the thing is, we were the ones who started it, and we started it by putting together this group based on the fact that these were the biggest supporters and the biggest sponsors of any events like golf outings and galas and casino nights, you know. These were the people that were always there. They are logos. We are always there.
Yeah.
So now, if we put these together, we know they've got money to support other agencies.
Yeah.
But they also have that list of accounts that everyone in the group could benefit by. And that's what the basis of this group is for.
Right.
So that we could share leads and we could help each other. Not just sit back and wait for people to give you leads. Because that's not what... We're givers. I mean, I give way before I ask for something, and I never ask for something.
Right.
If it's not going to come to me, it's not going to come to me. Yeah. But I'm happy if I could set you up with Federation, or if I could set you up with someone else, so you could put me in a group. That's what we all look for, and that's what we are.
Yeah.
And if we have one or two members that aren't like that, everybody knows it because it stands out.
No, I understand, but there's two components to what you just said. That what we recommend, or what we, you know, it's really someone that we trust. We know that they're gonna do well by our partners, and they're gonna help them in any way possible to strengthen their services or their organization in general. On the other side, the support, the financial support, also comes from the philanthropic side of each one of us who is in this business. We've seen that what they do, and we know it's very important for our communities to thrive and help the unfortunate among us or the underserved. So, you know, that philanthropic side is within each one of us as members, in addition to, you know, the services or the excellent service that we all try to provide.
But you know what works best? I've had two or three members come up to me and say, I feel bad because I haven't given anyone anything. I said, don't worry, it'll come.
Yeah.
But it's the mere fact that you're saying that to me that means the most.
Yeah.
Now, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, Hassam, how can they reach you? And what's your website?
I guess they can call you on, but our website is www.comcarerx.
Community Care RX.
Yeah, Community Care RX, but it's shortened comcarerx.com. My cell number actually is 516-384-6684. Call me anytime when you need help. And later on, we'll be giving Irene's cell number.
Well, give it. No, we won't give it now. But, you know, I do want to thank the two of you for being on. Beginning in May, at the last week of every month, Hassam will be on with a special guest. It'll be his show.
Thank you very much, Ron.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Nonprofit Voice. This is Ron Gold from Marketing Works. If you want to reach me, it's Ron at MarketingWorksPR.com. We'll be back next week.